up women from all walks of life who are either on the street, working poor or homeless, but we are all living in extreme poverty. Many of us are single mothers or have had our children apprehended due to poverty. Most of us have chronic physical or mental health issues, for example, HIV and hepatitis C. Many have drug or alcohol addiction, and the majority have experienced and survived sexual violence and mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional abuse. For Indigenous women, we are affected. The effects of residential schools and the history of colonization and racism. As a part of this project, we have been involved in lots of stuff, especially around housing for women, and we have some demands we want met.
Number of people in U.S. jails from 200,000 to 2 million. Yeah. It simply results in numerous arrests of people who are dark, young, and poor. And it doesn't respect the people who live here, people who have no homes, no place to pee, no money, people who are doing the least illegal thing they can to survive. So the broken windows theory boils down to harassing the poor so you can be seen to be doing something by the rich without fixing the real causes of the problems. Low welfare, no decent housing, low wages. Bring on the Olympics and you have the potential for a serious sweeping of poor residents out of the downtown east side. And all those unpaid tickets can become the excuse for arresting and jailing. Instead of enforcing this broken windows policies, our government should be fixing broken welfare, EI, and housing policies so people don't have to live on the streets in dire poverty.
Right on.
Thank you.
Okay, our next speaker is Evelyn, and then we have Brenda.
I got a jaywalking ticket
December 7th.
And the constable that I had, he was a young East Indian constable, and he was very, very rude to me. I came out of my building yesterday, this Chinese guy was getting 109 jaywalking tickets too. So I talked to the constable, and he said that if I jaywalked again, that I would be going to jail. But I didn't.
Shame!
Shame!
I did report to the constable that I talked to that this, I'm not racist, I'm not prejudiced, but this East Indian constable was very rude to me. He asked me why I had $5 in my hand. Are you going to get crack? I said, no, I'm going to the store. I also brought that up to the constable. So he said he's going to look into it. I'm a strong woman. I'm a fighter. I won't put up with the crap down here. I won't stop. I don't want 2010. We need housing now. We need help now. The hell with 2010. I don't see my family. My family's down here, and I protect every brother and sister down here. The priests know me quite well, and some of them don't like me, and some of them do like me. And I don't really care. Thank you.